Leinster still in control after the second day, another pretty good day, Fies.
Yeah, a good day, very good. You know, to have them two down, minus 120 or whatever it is good, exactly what we sort of thought about at the start of the day. But I suppose I have to give credit to the Northwest Bowlers. They did very well, especially the first session. Certainly derailed our plans that we sort of had in place for the day, but it was credit to them, and they bowled very well on a wicket that's probably, you know, probably go around corners for the next week, let alone the next day. So, you know, it was a good day, but the Northwest certainly stuck it to us.
Yeah, I suppose you were expecting a fight back after the first day. They were pretty disappointed with the way they played.
Well, always expect a fight back from them. They're pretty tough cricketers. They have pride in who they play for and what they stand for and that sort of thing. And we always knew that, you know. We certainly weren't going to come in here and think that we were going to walk out with a victory. We knew at stages through this game we're going to be in a battle. And, you know, especially that first session, you know, we probably stood on top there for the first part of that first session. And in the last half an hour, they come back. Peter Connell bowled very well with the second new ball and got a well-deserved fourfer. And, you know, we just know that we've got to do pretty much the same tomorrow to clinch the victory.
Yeah, what about Mike Sorensen there at the end? Pretty fiery spell for him.
Yeah, it's good. I suppose a little bit of water on the wicket there sort of juiced it up a bit. And, you know, we said to Max that, you know, you obviously got Pete out there getting fourfer, so he's, you know, in front of Simo here. He wants to prove a point that he's still, you know, number one in that sort of category, the fast bowling category for us. So I'm very pleased when he bowled well in the first innings. Didn't get the rewards, but hopefully he can get the rewards tomorrow and get the game over and done with pretty quickly.
And you had a few good partnerships in your innings. Andrew Poynter batted very well, and John Anderson.
Yeah, very good. You know, Ando's pretty solid. He's the sort of guy out there that, you know, leaves very well, and that sort of wicket you need to do that. Know where your off stump is, and I think that's something that we did well collectively as a team all the way down the batting order. Points come in, played aggressive cricket from ball one and sort of got the scoreboard ticking over, which was excellent. And, you know, when you've got Albert Vandermeer batting 11, I think they put on close to 70 for the last wicket. So that certainly gave us, you know, the impetus going in at the close of innings. And, you know, to get two before stumps was very good.
Yeah, and it's not going to be easy to get those wickets tomorrow. I'm sure the new ball is going to be crucial that first hour in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a new ball wicket. So, you know, the reason that we thought we'd have half an hour at them tonight, even though we were bowled out, is to try and get, you know, basically effectively two new ball cracks at them. So, you know, hopefully we can do that and get a couple of early wickets tomorrow morning and, you know, have them on the back foot before the first drinks break.